I have to travel a lot, though, you know, because I'm famous. Oh, God, it is such a cross to bear. Oh, my God. People always want to give me shit. Mostly it's coupons for crazy bread. I was in New Orleans recently doing a show with my good friend Michael Showalter. And I thought going to New Orleans was going to be great. I thought it was going to be this great, uplifting experience for us and for the audience, because this was in the wake of Katrina, and I have such a good heart, and all this shit, right? So we go to New Orleans, and we're playing at the House of Blues. And we're playing there the same night that the Black Crowes are playing there. And I didn't even know the Black Crowes were still a band. But apparently they are. And apparently they're a lot more popular than we are. Because they were in the big room, we were in the little room. Anyway, before the show, the stage manager says, hey, you guys want to check out the Black Crowes before your show? And what I want to say is, not really. But I feel kind of bad, you know, so I say, of course we do. Of course we want to check out the Black Crowes. So he brings us over to see the Black Crowes, and I was really glad he did, because say what you want about the Black Crowes, and I don't know what you do want to say about the Black Crowes, feel free to say it. Not now. Wait till you get home and you have a discussion about the Black Crowes. Now would not be an appropriate time to do it. Say what you want about the Black Crowes. These guys really know how to rock and to roll. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I was watching Chris Robinson, the lead singer of the Black Crowes, and he has this really good rock and roll move, which I'd never seen before, but which I have taken to calling the one and back. And here's how it works. He's singing his song, right? He's going, you know, mama, I'm sure to handle now, catch me now, dun, 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 and back. Right, just one quick to the side and back. It's such a great fucking rock move, you know, because it's subtle. You know what I mean? Because if it was me, I would overdo it. I'd be like, you know, she talks to angels. That's no good. You know, that's just too much, right? So I tried to incorporate the one and back into my act. I was like, white power! Yay! Look. I know they've been through a tragedy in New Orleans. I'm aware of that. But even victims can be fucking assholes. And this audience, I'm telling you right now, they were fucking assholes. They were rowdy and yelling shit at us during our sets, and it was horrible. They were like, show us your tits. I was like, what? So afterwards, you know, a girl from the audience came up to me, and I think she felt bad, because she goes, hey, I'm really sorry about the audience tonight. I hope you don't hate New Orleans now. That's how they say it, New Orleans. And, you know, and so, of course, then I started to feel bad, and I was like, no, of course not. Nobody could hate New Orleans. Except God. She started crying. She went back to her FEMA trailer.